Box A, Chapter 4 Goals. Greetings, and welcome to Lecture 4. In this lecture, we will gain a deeper understanding of computer memory and arrays by studying references and pointers. Students often ask what the point of these two features are. We hope that this lecture, along with the textbook, provides some of the answers. Some things that you will need to do, such as dynamic memory, polymorphism, efficient argument passing, and returning multiple return values from functions, require pointers or references. So, we have five key goals for this chapter. 1. To learn about references. 2. To learn about pointers. 3. To learn how to return multiple return values from a function. 4. To learn about dynamic memory. And 5. To learn how we can efficiently pass in arguments to functions. Box B, references. A reference is essentially an alias to a variable. That is to say, given a reference R to a variable A, we can directly access A with R, since R refers to A. To create a reference, you must specify the type of variable the reference will refer to, followed by the unary address of operator, followed by the name of the reference, and finally followed by an initialization which specifies the variable to which the reference refers. Box B shows an example of the syntax. Box C, reference variable examples. The example code in this box shows us creating four references to four variables. Note that the reference type must match the variable type it refers to. At this point, you may wonder what the point of using references is, as it may seem more direct to just use the variable directly instead of a reference to it. For now, just concentrate on learning the syntax, and we'll see some utility of them later in this lecture. Box D, uninitialized and constant references. A reference must refer to something. Consequently, the compiler enforces the restriction that references must be initialized when they are declared. As you will see later on, this is in contrast to pointers, which can point to the null value, which is essentially nothing. In order for a reference to refer to a literal and/or to prevent the value stored in a variable from being changed through a reference, we can make constant references by using the const prefix modifier. An error is generated if you try to change a const reference.